punched and verbally abused. That's what nurses say they're facing when they're working. And now new figures show an increase in the number of reported assaults. New figures seen by this programme show 1,363 assaults against health workers were reported in acute hospitals and community services in the first 3 months of this year. That's a 4.6% increase on the same period last year, and the majority of those impacted are nurses. In a few moments, we'll be talking to Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan. But first, here's what one emergency department nurse experienced on the front line.
In this instance, this patient was looking for a particular pain relief. It would kind of give her, I suppose, a high, and it's one that we don't usually give out. Paracetamol would have done her, but she wanted this particular one, and I told her that you know, I can get you paracetamol or something like that, and she wasn't having any of it, like. And with that, you know, you get the verbal attack. There was a string of abuse, as in bad language. Threats, as in what she'd do to me. I can actually hear her saying it. Who do I think I am? Their threat would be, do you know who I am? Do you know who you're dealing with here? Like the public can be like, they can be very, very nasty.
Does it escalate and beyond that point?
It can do. You see, you'd kind of know if it would, and you'd kind of, like, security are around anyway, and you kind of give the heads up to security to come, you know.
So certainly, by the sounds of it, verbal assaults are something that are part of your daily job.
Yeah, it's the language of ED, of the emergency department. It's the language of the public to the nurse, to the doctor.
What about your colleagues? Have you seen any of your colleagues being physically or sexually assaulted, verbally assaulted?
I have seen them being physically. Yes, I have.
And what has happened?
They have had punched in the face. And I suppose, they could have been wrestling a patient to the ground, just and getting kicked, but getting punched into the face, that would have been the worst I would have seen. It was actually I was taken back big time, as in, like, it was, because that has never happened before, because the threats would have been there before. Like, when I say threats, sometimes, it's not what a patient says, sometimes it can be what they don't say.
What is the solution here?
There is no clear solution. It's not just on security either. You know, it's yes, security presence, that will deter, obviously. But, like, you know, but people, if people want to be aggressive, they're going to be aggressive. I personally don't think that the HSE can actually issue one clear solution to fix this problem.
Joining us now is Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan, in our Waterford studio. David Cullinan, a quick run through the figures that you got from the HSE. 1,363 verbal, physical and sexual assaults against staff were recorded at HSE facilities in the first 3 months of this year, compared to the same time last year. It's a 4.6% increase. Of those reported incidents, 848 relate to nurses, 387 relate to other staff, including clerical staff, care workers and porters. And in total, the number of incidences reported since 2019 is over 42,000, and half of those relate to nurses. So from what we've heard from that nurse there who just talked to us, there's no simple solution, is there? What's your solution?
Well, first of all, I think we need to take a zero tolerance approach, and there can be no excuse for even one assault against anyone who works in the public sector, and certainly no excuse for what's happening to those who work on the front line in healthcare, especially nurses. I think there are a number of things that the HSE can do, and there's no one solution. And I know that I've talked to the INMO and other representative bodies over the course of the last 6 months, because I have been watching these figures and tracking these figures over a number of years. And unfortunately, The figures have grown, as you said, on last year. They are slightly down on 2019, but still exceptionally high. And we're looking at between 5,000 and 6,000 reported assaults year on year. And that's, in my view, far too high and absolutely unacceptable. We do need to improve security in hospitals. And I spoke to security staff myself who feel unsupported. We don't have enough in many hospitals. That's one of the solutions. But we also need to listen very carefully to what the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation have said. And they've called for a dedicated unit and the Health and Safety Authority, which deals with occupational health issues which arise and can deal more substantially with lots of these issues.
They've also called for a security review in Irish hospitals. So how would you tackle hospital security if you were to become Minister for Health?
Well, in the first instance, you have to increase the resources, so you have to better support those who are providing security. So you have to engage with those who provide security in the first instance. But then you have to look at what additional support, what additional capacity needs to be put in place. I did raise this directly with the head of the HSE at the Oireachtas Health Committee this week, Bernard Gloucester, and he accepted that this issue is unacceptable, that it needs to be dealt with. And he talked about changing the culture of what happens in hospitals. And I think in part, that's because of the highly pressurised work environment that nurses and those on the front line face. And while there is no excuse for any assault, I think we would all accept that the very highly pressurised situation in emergency departments, patients waiting too long, all of that does lead, unfortunately, two more assaults. And what we need to do is deal with those capacity issues in hospitals, make it safer, of course, for patients in terms of their safety, but also for those on the front line. So I don't believe there is one single solution. I think there's lots of things that need to be done. And I think shining its spotlight on the extent of the issue is really important so that we can do more and ensure that we can better protect those who work on the front line in healthcare.
Just going back to what you said about increasing resources and additional supports, where would that money come from? Do you know how much it would cost?
No, but we provided for additional supports last year, which I think was 4 million in our alternative budget. So obviously you have to work with hospitals and have to work with hospital groups to see what additional capacity is needed. I don't believe that the cost is huge because security costs is not one of the big spends in healthcare. But I do believe that we have to listen very carefully to what the representative bodies are saying. I think there is a role for the Health and Safety Authority, but I think that cultural issue that was raised by the head of the HSE on dealing with capacity issues in hospitals is actually the biggest issue that needs to be dealt with. There will always be some level of assaults because of human nature. But I think most people listening to this programme will say that having on average between 5,000 and 6,000 reported assaults, the vast majority against nurses is too high. It's unacceptable. It has to be tackled. And what we need is a coherent plan to deal with it that looks at the totality of all of the solutions. So I don't believe security in and of itself and beefing up security is the only solution. It's part of it. We have to deal with the highly pressurised work environment that those on the front line face. We have to deal with capacity issues in hospitals. We have to beef up the role of the HSA, but we also have to have stiffer sentences and penalties for those who commit assaults against frontline workers. And I commend the moves which are being made in that regard in more recent times as well. So I think all of these are ingredients which need to be looked at to reduce the number of assaults against those working in healthcare.
David Cullinan, thanks for joining us from our Waterford studio. Coming up after the break, the IRA plot to kill Queen Elizabeth.